Blog Talk Radio.
I was run by the river in a little tent, oh, just like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long
Radio. It is your host, Karima Ali Bowen, broadcasting live out of Georgia. So, I wanted to do a quick wrap up of what is happening. This is an editorial on my behalf. I have been pondering on what my reaction would be. How should I perceive the world that I grew up in? And that I thought I knew, and the things that I thought I believed in. And it put me in a place where I had to make decisions on what things that I needed to change in order to become a part of what this reality is. This reality for us, as Black people, 453 years in America. Fast forwarding 53 years ago, we were fighting the same fight. For some reason, our white counterparts choose to believe that we, as African Americans, are subgroup people. People, Black people of color, are the subgroup. I heard a United States senator from Iowa, mention this, that Black people were a subgroup, the minority in this country. And it made me start to wonder and think about my decisions that I have made, from my political part to my religion, to my personal decisions. How was my living offered a change for the next generation, for my great niece, for my nephew, for my godchildren, for their children's children? I listened to something that just took me by awe. which is, and I'm not trying to knock what happens in other people's lives and all, but when you read about the Supreme Court, the same Supreme Court that knocked down Brown versus Brown decisions, passing laws for the LGBT community. Now, let me make sure I understand what I'm saying to you guys. Listen, what we're trying to say is there, everybody has their own secular groups. Blacks are also a part of the LGBT. Black men of the LGBT. Black women are part of the LGBT. But when you talk about Black Lives Matter, opposed to changing rules, institutionalized rules that will not do no more than affect a small group of individuals versus the vast majority. We have seen people march from around the world talking about Black Lives Matter. And I'll talk about that in just a little bit. But with Black Lives Matter, we're listening to Lela James, A Change Is Gonna Come. So with Black Lives Matter, they mattered 400 years ago, 200 years ago, 250 years ago, 400 years ago, 410 years ago, 472 years ago. Black Lives Matter. But here we have a Republican scenario, a party of individuals, as I tried to explain to my fellow peers, what's happening in America are three things. There's a triangle. There is the power at the top that is in charge now. Then there's the power that just left for 8 years in charge. And then there's the old regime to the right. That regime is the makeup of how the other two exist, started to come into existence. So you have a civil tri-war happening in America, all over the world. Somewhere like the haves and have-nots, and you ain't ever gonna get. That's kind of where I'm at with it. So when you look at the changes that are happening in America, it's not only just about the blacks. It is about the foundation in which this country was built on. It's about taking other individuals, human beings from one continent to the next continent to build your wealth, to build your schools, your highways, your infrastructures. As a matter of fact, we as black people in America have discovered a lot more than we get credit for. And that's why we got Black History Month. But this is the thing I want you all to remember in this broadcast today. If you can't be measured, you can't be counted. So I'm asking us to now stand up and be measured. Now, voting is all right, and I encourage. But what I won't encourage is that you mail your ballot in. Stand in those lines and demand, before we get to the presidential election, demand that every one of our elected officials meet regularly to make sure that everything is ready to go. Let's not wait till the last minute. We got voting machines that are set up to change at a second. To change. I'm talking about some things that I should not talk about, but I will say this much. There is a time to stand for liberty or die trying. This is where we are. Give me liberty or give me death. The birth of a new nation is happening. The birth of a new world. And people say that word, a new world order. That means terror are the people in that triangle. There's a circle that's happening, and the world is connected. The triangle makes it a pyramid. Whoever's at the top, the people at the bottom have to bear all the weight. But when you have a circle and we're connected, and the synergy and the energy and the entire planet is standing for righteousness, human acceptance, and understanding of where we need to be. In order to make this world a better place for our next generation, I challenge you, stand for liberty and justice for all people, for all mankind, because as a right as a human being is to stand and have dignity. Give me liberty or give me death. That is the stance that you see the world is taking, regardless of COVID-19. Center WMRDB, my name is Karima Ali Barnes. I am the executive producer, and this show is about my personal opinion. It does not reflect the opinion of WMRDB and its affiliates. Peace.